Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Get up the middle, there's a base hit. Here comes Lee. Ramos is going to go to third. 1-0 Giants.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Dwayne Kuiper of NBC Sports Bay Area on the call. Rafael Devers double, bringing in the Giants' first run. Who out there would have sent?
I think that was Dom Smith, Steiny.
That wasn't the double?
No. It was...
Get up the middle, there's a base hit. Here comes Lee. Ramos is going to go to third. 1-0 Giants.
Why would we play that? Guy's not even going to play anymore.
He's in 320.
He's not playing anymore.
Tom Smith is their best hitter right now. You didn't. Although Devers in the NL, what's his batting average up to now? It's
500.
No, probably. 400. 2-for-5.
Okay.
Yep. He's better than Judge.
Who's sending Jung-Hoo Lee in the ninth?
Not Matt Williams. I can tell you that.
Nope.
Would you have sent him?
Maybe. How about that? Well, I mean, okay.
You got to make a choice there. It's a yes or a no.
Okay. I might have. Actually, you know what? I wouldn't have. And the reason I wouldn't have is because, to me, you send him before you get Devers. Because you're a desperate team. But you'd like to think, and I get it, Devers wasn't up, but you'd like to think it's shallow. We still have another guy up there. We're not as desperate as we used to be. Like, to me, sending him there would have just tried to shoehorn something in that probably wouldn't have worked, but you would only do it because you were in a stretch like you were in where you couldn't score more than two runs in a game. I know they only had two runs last night. But maybe they think they can win games without taking unrealistic chances. Now, I will say this, at least on the broadcast, the throw I thought was up the line at third base.
Yeah.
But I think now he just kind of came out when he knew he – when he knew Jung-Hoo Lee wasn't coming, then he moved up the third base line. So, and then he blocked it. So it looked like he would have made it, but I'm not sure that it would have played out the exact same way.
Well, the reason I ask is because there's a lot of people I was sitting with. Like, everyone is actually pretty split. As soon as ball goes up in the air, play happens, obviously he doesn't send them. Everyone's looking around at each other like, should he have sent him? I said no. I was sitting next to Lucas Alexander. He said yes. My other friend said no. Down the line, his friend said yes. Like, I think it was a split bang bang call. But to me, it's a reputation hold. Like, if there's another left fielder out there who doesn't have the reputation of Stephen Kwan, then you send him. But like, that ball would have beat him by 10 feet probably, even though Jung-Hoo Lee's really fast. ball beats him by 10 feet. And at that point, I know Casey Schmidt's on deck, and maybe that's something that did or didn't factor into the mind of Williams when he decided not to. But it's like, I don't know, man. I felt like Jung-Hoo Lee was going to get thrown out if he tried to test the arm of Kwon. That's why I said no in real time.
Right. And it was...
And unfortunately, they had a lot of opportunities. Like, it wasn't like they lost the game because they didn't send him or not.
Right.
And it wasn't as if it would have won the game either. Probably would have just got him to extras.
Yeah, let's put it this way. If the shoe's on the other foot and it's Ramos in left field, I'm going.
Well, that's why the Guardians did. I mean, and
right.
to his credit, like, Ramos made a great throw.
He did.
That was a strike to home plate that got Arias. But that's why they sent Arias and the Giants didn't send Lee, because of the different left fielders.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. We're talking about the Giants, obviously, and Rafael Devers' first game as a Giant. And by the way, coming up at noon, we've got June Lee. He's a contributing writer at Yahoo Sports, and wrote a great story about Devers and the Red Sox and all the things that went wrong so that Devers would end up in the Giants' lap, if you will. So I'm looking at this team's defense, and I think it's pretty average. So you got Chapman at third. Adames is mediocre at short. Ramos scares me a little bit out in left field. We saw the play by the left field line last night where it was a double, but it could have been a lot worse. And now we're going to use a first baseman probably, Evan, who's shaky.
Yeah.
So a little worried about their defense, especially without Chapman right now.
Yeah, I mean, they've been, whatever numbers you use, you could look at a few. Like, they've been about league average this year defensively. And Chapman's a big reason for that. He might be the best overall defensive player in the game of baseball. Without him, you're right, it doesn't look great. Like, Ramos's route to that double midway through the game was not a great route. And to be fair, it didn't really cost him. It's probably a double anyways. But the point is, yeah, they're a little shaky defensively. And that stuff does matter when you're playing in tight games. But that's another reason why the Devers acquisition ideally is huge for them. Because before, like, and it cost them last night, but it's like, Schmidt, you cannot get doubled up at second base. And that's also a KYP. Shout out to great Gary St. Jean. Know your personnel. Know who's in left field. You cannot be taking extra steps off second base when Kwon is coming in on the ball. Those kinds of decisions in the past would destroy a game for the Giants. And I know that they still lost last night, but they had the bases loaded with one out. They still had an opportunity, and one of the reasons was because the player you just acquired got a big hit in the ninth inning. So I know it's not going to make everyone feel better about losing to the Guardians, but I'm telling you, if you're telling me the Giants are getting 10 hits a game or anywhere close to, and I still got that great pitching staff, the bullpen has remained nails. Rodriguez, by the way, came in last night. I think his first appearance since he blew the game in Colorado. Gave up a hit, but got through the ninth. That's going to win you a lot of ball games. So I just think that Posey identified the largest void of his team, which was, I mean, not just hitting, but hitting for power. And he went out and got the best guy available.
Well, I mean, to me,
it's not going to impact your defense, but
no. And to me, it's about opportunities, and they created more opportunity for themselves last night than they had in theory before Devers. So you keep, you know, you start getting more opportunities than you had previously, eventually some things are gonna break your way. Here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the starting pitching.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned about the starting pitching and its staying power the second half of the season.
So, why is that?
I'll tell you why. So I'm looking at, and I'm wondering how much I'm factoring Harrison in there. Because when I'm making a list of the pitchers, you know, Harrison was a guy that, you know, I always had sixth on my list or something like that. But now I'm looking, okay, you got Logan Webb. He's your ace. Robbie Ray. I don't like some of the most innings he's ever thrown in a season was 193, and it was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on a pace to throw about that much this year. There's just, I don't know, there's something about Robbie Ray that leads me to not assume he's going to have the same second kind of half as the first half. And then with a guy like him, I worry about, well, what happens if you do get to, you know, September? And I guess what I'm saying is Jim Bowden, we had him on. He's like, boy, they have, you know, Webb. Why can't I think?
Webb and Ray can dominate a series.
Right. Webb and Ray can dominate a series. And I texted you and I said, I don't know about Ray. I think Webb could. I don't know about Ray in a big game in the postseason, though. Like, I think that's overstating Ray a little bit.
I mean, you never know until you see
sure.
it. But also, and this is what I texted you back, that's why he's not getting the ball game one. You know, he doesn't have to be, and he's been this on clubs before. Like, he's won a Cy Young. I would argue that Robbie Ray has been the ace of three prior staffs before getting to San Francisco. He was the ace when he was in Arizona. He was the ace when he was in Toronto. And he was the ace when he was in Seattle, which is where the Giants acquired him from. He's not your ace. That's why I think Bowden is arguing that they could dominate a series. It's because you have two dudes that have the ability. And like I like Webb more than Ray, but Ray probably has more swing and miss stuff than Webb does. And you kind of need that in the postseason. You got to be able to get strikeouts with guys on base. And Ray last night, I don't think he had his best stuff, and he still went six innings, gave up three runs. Like, that's also the sign of a good pitcher. It's if you're not throwing well, you get banged around a bit, and he's going to give up more home runs probably than Webb does because he pitches up in the zone. Like, you got to be able to still keep your team in a game, which he did. I know he got the loss, but...
No, he was fine, but three runs in six innings for in that ballpark? I mean, yeah, you'll take that every day. He's only a little bit of my issue. So...
Well, he's probably not going to have a 2.5 ERA the whole year.
That's kind of what I'm looking at with his staff as a whole. All right, then you get, we'll go to Verlander. He's pitching tonight. Is he a coin flip at this point?
I don't think you know what you're going to get from Verlander. I mean, my biggest concern about him is that he's 42. Like, the expectation of him pitching a full season to me is a bit foolish.
All right.
You know, he's probably going to hit the IL at some point between now and the remainder of the season, and then the question is how you fill that fifth spot.
Well, let me ask you this. As it relates to finishing a season, and you said you have doubts about Verlander, whether he can or not.
About his longevity, yeah.
Not necessarily an injury, just if he can stay strong the whole season.
No, like, he's 42 years old, and he's had a couple injury-prone seasons. Like, I just don't think that he's going to make... I didn't expect him to make 25 starts this year.
Okay, and that's kind of what I'm getting at. What about when we get down to Birdsong and Roop? Because neither of those guys have pitched a full season, obviously, because they're so young. But how do you, I'm asking you because this is right up your alley, how do you gauge what Birdsong and Roop may or may not do the second half of a season when there's really not there's certainly not a major league sample size for them pitching at this level, you know, in July, August, and September? Like, that's what I'm a little concerned about.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. I mean, one of the reasons why they... I think they... Pasta, did they shut down Birdsong at the end of last season?
They did not shut him down, but he will get to the point where he's going to kind of cozy up to his last year's innings limit. Innings. And Landon Root, by the way, is 30 innings away from his last year total. So there's going to be a conversation there.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is Birdsong, even in the minors, the most innings he's ever thrown is 100 or 100 and two-thirds. But last year, he only threw 70. Roop last year, I think, was around 60, maybe 70. So, you're pushing those guys as far as they've ever been pushed before. And I think that is, like, to me, Steiny, that is actually where the importance of having a Webb, a Ray, and to some extent a Verlander comes into play. The Verlander may not make all the starts, but ideally, by the end of the season, you should have him ready to pick up where some of these guys have left off. I also think the fact that, you know, you're doing all this work on the front end of your pitching staff so that your bullpen hasn't really been taxed. I mean, the Giants, I want to say, are one of the fewest staffs in the league in terms of bullpen innings thrown. So that means when your starters aren't going six or seven anymore, or God forbid you got to staff a game, which they don't do very often anymore, your guys are going to be fresher in August and September. So I hear the concerns about the young guys, but that to me is also where your OGs, that's where Posey is kind of looking ahead and saying, that's fine. You know, Verlander, take your time.
Right.
Be 100% when it matters in July, August, September, as opposed to, like, we don't really need you in June. I also don't think it's crazy for the Giants to think about them going out and acquiring an arm. You know, and I'm not talking about a frontline starter, but a guy who can eat innings, basically someone to replace the combination of what Harrison and Hicks were to your team so far.
Yeah, and I'm looking at, Roop has already thrown 70 innings this year after 50 all of last year. And Birdsong's thrown about 50 also this year when he threw 72 innings all of last year. So, no, that's just something where I'm looking at younger pitchers, and there's two things. One is, you know, you worry about them when other teams see them a number of times over the course of a season, and then you wonder about if they're getting into an area of pitching more innings than they have before. But I don't know whether it was because they lost Harrison or not, but I'm looking at this starting rotation, and yeah, you got two guys at the top right now that are performing at a high level. Your two younger guys in Roop and Birdsong look like they have a lot of potential, though Roop's last outing scared me a little bit. And Birdsong is somebody who's probably going to have to be monitored over the second part of the season. And then you got Verlander, who, you know, I almost think sometimes you got to look at and think, you know, whatever he gives us is going to be gravy outside of mentoring the rest of the staff. But I agree with you. I think Verlander is going to be important because he's going to have to fill in some gaps, I think, over the next 3 or 4 months.
Well, take someone like Roop. That start to me is completely understandable. He's never pitched at Dodger Stadium before. He's probably never faced a lineup as good as the Dodgers. And also, Steiny, he just made his 14th start of the season. The most starts he's ever had in his life was his senior year at UNC Wilmington when he made 15 starts. So he's getting up to that point where, again, he has not pitched like this as a starter before in his life.
Right.
So you don't really know how he's going to respond, but I think it's completely understandable to say, all right, yeah, he didn't have his best stuff that day. Guess what? You don't have your best stuff against the Dodgers, you're going to get pummeled. That's just the way it goes. But I also have no doubt that this week against, I'm not sure if he's lined up to pitch against Cleveland or Boston. My guess would be Boston, but he can't go give you 5 innings at home. Like, he's going to pitch better at home than he does on the road.
Right. I'm thinking more of, okay, so, and we saw it with Rodriguez in Colorado, where you said, you know, this is the first 3-out save in the top of an inning that he's been, in the top of the ninth that he's been asked to get, and he didn't do it. Roop, first appearance at Dodger Stadium. And I get it, those are significant outings. But on a lesser scale, you start playing in late July, August, September. All those games are kind of going to take on a feel like that, and that's when we'll obviously get a truer measure of Birdsong and Roop. And I'm not saying expect them to falter, but you know, when you've got two pitchers like that, you just have to acknowledge that something could go wrong, not go wrong, but they may lose effectiveness over the second half of the season.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. I mean, bats are going to heat up. The weather's going to get a little bit better. Conditions are going to become better for hitters. Your pitching staff is going to be lesser, but that's also why the Devers deal is so important. You're going to have to score more than 3 runs a game if you're going to consistently win, I think, in the second half of the year. I think that's also why sending away Harrison and Hicks is not a major loss. Like, it's pitching depth. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
However, Harrison, by virtue of his age, has never really pitched deep into a season before. You don't know if he's going to wear down by the end of the year. Hicks, by virtue of his role, having not been a starting pitcher for all that long, and we saw it last year, is probably going to wear down later in the season. So I would rather use those guys and go get a bat. And I would have never imagined that Harrison and Hicks could get you at Rafi Devers. But that bat becomes so much more important the later in the year that it gets. Whereas those arms, to your point, Siney, they're kind of going to fade a little bit. Like, the Giants right now have more ways to win than we already knew before. And it felt like they're winning a different way every single night about a week ago.
888-957-9570 is the number. Devers, he's going to help the San Francisco Giants offense. There's no doubt about that. I think we saw a little of that last night. Are you worried about any other aspects of this team right now? I mean, hitting was such a glaring issue, and Devers addresses it to a point where does it become the non-major issue now on this team? Or if I were to say to you, pitching, defense, or hitting, if you could upgrade one of those three areas still, which one would it be? Would it still be one more hitter? Would it be another starting pitcher? Would it be a reliever? Or you just let this team play for a little bit and let it kind of sink in, and then you figure out what you're going to do. All right, on the other side, coming up at noon, we've got June Lee, contributing writer for Yahoo Sports. He's also written for ESPN, the New York Times. Had a great story on Devers and the Red Sox and what went wrong. We're going to talk to him at noon. That's June Lee. And then hopefully around 12:55, we'll get John Smoltz in here. John Smoltz, what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you. Here for good. That segment also brought to you by Ceramani Ford.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.